Bob Dylan, Bruce Springsteen, Arlo Guthrie, Taj Mahal, and Emmylou Harris. Sounds like the lineup for a benefit concert. Well, these musicians and a handful of others recently made an unusual benefit album, and rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
If you gather around me, people, a story I will tell about pretty boy Floyd and outlaw. Oklahoma knew him well.
The music recorded by Folkways Records and its founder, the late Moses Ash, constitutes a treasury of 20th century folk, blues, and country music. When Mo Ash died in 1986, that recorded legacy was in danger of slipping out of print. The Smithsonian Institution expressed interest in purchasing Folkways, but it lacked the necessary funds, and thus the reason for this album called A Vision Shared, a tribute to Woody Guthrie and Leadbelly. The proceeds from the record will go toward the purchase of Folkways by the Smithsonian, so that the music of Folkways artists like Leadbelly and Guthrie will live on, both by itself and as an influence on new musicians.
Jesus was a man.
That's the Irish rock band U2 singing Woody Guthrie's Jesus Christ. Guthrie intended to criticize those who use Christian teachings for worldly gain, but U2 plays the song pretty straight, puffing it up to fit the band's usual florid, overwrought style. Equally overwrought but considerably more fun is Little Richard's romp through Rock Island Line. On this cut, the 50s rocker is backed by the 80s rock band Fishbone.
The Rock Island Line is a mighty good line. The Rock Island Line is road. Rock Island Line is a mighty good road. If you ride the cops right away, finally get your ticket at the station for the Rock Island Line.
Even on a benefit album, aesthetic standards prevail, and so it must be said that Emmylou Harris's version of Guthrie's Hobo's Lullaby is both sentimental and self-righteous. While the rendition of This Land Is Your Land by Pete Seeger, Doc Watson, and the gospel group Sweet Honey and the Rock is merely a good version of a song that any one of these performers might have improved upon on his or her own. Willie Nelson's performance of Philadelphia Lawyer makes you realize how much this so-called outlaw country singer has in common with Woody Guthrie's populist folk music. Probably the best single performance on this record, however, is Bruce Springsteen's version of Guthrie's Vigilante Man. Springsteen rearranges Vigilante Man so that it sounds like a lost Rolling Stones performance, and he sings the lyric with a muted snarl. So much of Springsteen's own music grapples with an attempt to understand the despair and hopelessness of dispossessed people that it's interesting to hear him abandon his usual solicitous tone for Guthrie's more bitter, pointed lyric. I'd also like to say that if you thought this version was good and you have cable television, watch the video version of this album that Showtime will air on September 17th. There's a slightly different version of Vigilante Man played by Springsteen on that show that tops this one, and it's one of the most powerful, witty performances I've ever seen him give. The other startling piece of music on this album is Brian Wilson's radical reinterpretation of Lead Belly's Goodnight Irene. The former Beach Boy turns the song into a dense pop hymn and adds layers of irony to the composition in the process. When you think about Wilson's widely publicized emotional and drug-related problems, hearing him sing Lead Belly's masterpiece of suicidal despair adds a jolt of emotion to the prettiness.
Sometimes I live in the country. Sometimes I live in town. Sometimes I have a good notion to jump in the river and drown.
At its best, A Vision Shared transcends the status of well-meaning novelty item to add a few unexpected details to the work of contemporary musicians we thought we knew well.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer. That's John Mellencamp singing Woody Guthrie's Do Re Mi, and this is Fresh Air.